Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Earth Rangers podcast. I'm Earth Ranger Emma, and this is the Canada Day special.
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Happy Canada Day, eh? I am super excited to be broadcasting on location today. The weather was so gorgeous and summery, I just couldn't spend one moment longer in the city. So, now I'm resting and relaxing at the cottage. One of my favorite things up here is that I often get to see animals like moose, deer, beavers, caribou, loons, and occasionally, even bears. But don't worry, I don't see any right now. Now, what do Canadians love to do at the cottage? Play games. So, let's play a round of Spot the Fake. Spot the Fake.
It's a fake. You're a fake.
I'm a fake.
Spot the Fake.
Okay, Earth Rangers, listen to the names of these cool Canadian birds and try to guess which one is a fake. But be warned, this one is super tricky. Okay, ready? The double-crested cormorant. The jeer falcon. The thimble-beaked fly flapper. The fox sparrow. The short-billed dewitcher. I think that may be one of the hardest spot the fakes ever. Can you guess which animal isn't real? Stick around to the end of this episode and I'll reveal the answer. Cottage life really is the life for me. I love swimming, canoeing, and kayaking. Do you want to join me? Okay, grab your paddle and join me at the lake in 1 minute.
Earth Rangers!
Ah, there you are. Come on in. Oh, but try to keep the canoe steady so that I don't drop the microphone into the water again. There we go. Yep, nice and steady. Wow, so peaceful. Well, except for... Ow, yep, the bugs. Mosquitoes, black flies, horse flies. They're all here and they love to bite. Ouch. Not just humans either. These bugs are super annoying for animals as well, like deer and... Whoa, over there. In the bush close to the shore. It's a moose. Oh man, it's huge. You know, Earth Rangers, I think the majestic moose would be a perfect Canadian animal to feature in a creature feature.
Wild and wacky animal facts.
Did you know that a moose is the largest member of the deer family? It's true. And moose can grow to be really big, like 6 feet tall at the shoulder. And that doesn't include its head and, if it's a male, its gigantic antlers, which can grow up to 6 feet wide. What does an animal this big eat? Shrubs, grasses, and in the winter, pine cones, mosses, and lichen. Yep, they're herbivores. Male moose are called bulls. Females are called cows. And their babies are called, you guessed it, calves. Now, since I know you're as excited about the marvelous moose as I am, here are 5 amusing facts to impress your friends with. Fact number 1. Despite their immense size, moose are terrific swimmers. Fact number 2. Calves stick with their moms for about 1.5 years after they're born. Fact number 3. Moose moms keep their babies safe by fighting off predators like wolves and bears. Moose are excellent at using their hooves for defense.
Hi-ya!
At number four, moose don't have terrific eyesight, but they do have a great sense of smell and hearing. And fact number five, bull moose lose their antlers each year in the winter and grow new ones every spring. Well, I think I have enough bug bites for today. The sun is almost down, and it's time to head back to the cottage. You know, Canadians are really proud of the wildlife up here. Just take a look at our money. Our $1 coin is called a loonie because it has a picture of a loon on it. Our $2 coin, or toonie, features a polar bear. The quarter shows a caribou. And who can guess what animal is on our nickel? A beaver! Hey, whoa! Wait a second. What's that on the road? A turtle? Huh, let me check it out. Hey, look! It has a domed shell and a bright yellow chin and throat. It must be a Blanding's turtle. Oh, I can't just leave it there. Hello, little turtle. Could you please turn around and go back into the forest? Just get off the road? That would be great if you could just go. Apparently we are having a communication issue. Well, luckily, I happen to know someone who can help us. Dr. Sue Carsters at the Ontario Turtle Conservation Center knows everything about turtles. Let's see if she has some advice for us.
Ontario Turtle Conservation Center.
Hi, Dr. Sue?
Yes, that's me.
Oh, hi, Dr. Sue. It's Earth Ranger Emma.
Hi, Emma. How are you?
I'm good, but I have a little bit of a turtle situation. I was wondering if you could help me.
Of course, yes.
Okay, I found a turtle. It's almost on the road, and I'm kind of worried about it. I don't want it to get hit by a car.
No, we don't want that to happen. Is it a busy road, or is it quiet?
No, it's quiet here. It's just me.
Okay, and you drove, and you've pulled over now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you got your emergency flashers going?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what we want to do is get that turtle to the other side of the road. Do you feel comfortable picking up a turtle?
I guess. I don't want it to bite me.
Do you know what kind of turtle it is?
Well, it has a domed shell and a bright yellow chin and throat, so I think it might be a Blanding's turtle.
That sounds like a Blanding's turtle, yes. And they are not aggressive, so you can safely pick it up one hand on either side of the shell. And look, again, don't put yourself in any danger. If there's any cars coming, please don't do this. But if it's a very quiet road, you can pick it up and take it to the other side of the road in the direction that he was going.
Okay.
Do you feel comfortable doing that?
Yep. All right, here I go.
Okay, awesome. Okay, good
luck.
Oh,
my goodness. I'm picking him up, and his little legs are moving around. Okay, there he goes. He's safely across. Wow, that was amazing.
Excellent. Well, you've just done a great job there and saved another one. Well done.
Now, I'm just wondering, what kind of turtles do we have here in Canada?
Well, we have all over Canada, we have 8 species of turtles, and Southern Ontario is the place for turtles. Can you name any of them? Do you know any besides the Blandings?
Teenage Mutant Ninja?
That's the 9th one. We have 8. We have one that's called a spotted turtle. We have a wood turtle, a spiny soft shell. They're the ones with the leathery backs. Those 3 are quite endangered, so we don't see them as often. Blandings, they're considered threatened. We have map turtles. They have a pattern of a map on their shell. We have little musk turtles. Their nickname is the stink pot. You can guess why. And we have painted turtles. They're the small, little, colorful ones you often see. And we have the snapping turtles, and they're the biggest ones. Mm. They're the big ones that look like little dinosaurs.
Are any of the turtles dangerous?
Well, they don't mean to be dangerous, but snapping turtles on land, they think of us as a big predator, and they cannot hide in their shell like other species of turtles can. So their only defense is to chase people away. So they'll snap out, and it can be quite alarming. Again, in the water, they will never be aggressive. They'll swim away because they're really good swimmers, but they're not very good runners, so they can't run away. Their only defense is to snap.
Gotcha. Other than carrying them across the road, what's the best thing to do when we spot a turtle in danger like that?
Well, this is a really good question because roads have a huge impact on them. So whenever you see water on one or both sides of the road, or if you see the turtle crossing signs, slow down and watch for them. They might look like a rock or a pothole in the road. So slow down, and often you can just drive around them. If they look like they're about to head into danger and it's safe to do so, then you can help them across the road.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Sue, both for all of your cool facts and for helping me save that Blanding's turtle.
Well, thanks for taking the time to do it and for calling us. And you've done a great job. Well done.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Ah, there we go. Back at the cottage. What an adventure we've had. We saw a moose. We learned about turtles and how to help them. And now I have a chance to respond to some listener mail. Let's see here. Ah, here's a good one. Hi, Emma. It's Ranger Merrick from Winnipeg. What's your favorite Canadian animal? Oh, that's a good question. But it's so hard to decide on a single one. How about if I give you my top five instead? Earth Ranger Emma's favorite Canadian animals. Number 5, the gray jay. This fairly large gray songbird is also known as the whiskey jack, a name which stems from its traditional indigenous name, Wisakajak. Number 4, the garter snake. Garter snakes are sort of cute, as far as snakes go. They grow to an average length of 55 centimeters. In the winter, these reptiles hibernate in underground dens with lots of other garter snakes, sometimes up to several hundred in one den. Number 3, Atlantic puffin. Puffins make their nests on super rocky cliffs. The female puffin lays one egg, and both mom and dad help to incubate, care for, and feed the chick. Talk about teamwork. Number 2, cougar. The cougar can weigh over 100 pounds. It's the largest cat in Canada, and it's a terrific jumper. Cougars can jump up to 15 feet straight in the air. And number 1, the grizzly bear. These big bears can weigh up to 800 pounds. They're definitely top predators. But they do enjoy some berries, fruits, roots, and nuts along with bigger snacks. You know, like moose. Bears are so cool. I love grizzlies. And polar bears. And black bears. And teddy bears. What can I say? I find them unbearably cute. I'll put pictures of all of these up on the show notes at earthrangers.com/podcast. And you know what else is there? The poll where you can cast your vote for this week's contenders for the best animal joke of all time. Let's hear them right now. Our first joke comes from Texas.
My name is Darwin, and I live in Austin, Texas, and I have an ant eater joke. What is the ant eater looking for?
Ants?
It may be uncles.
Let's go to Earth Ranger Quinn for joke number 2.
Hello, this is Earth Ranger Quinn. This is my joke. What's a seagull's favorite snack?
I don't know.
Squacamole. Ha ha ha.
Squacamole? Nice one. And here comes joke number 3.
Hi, my name is Eitan, and this is my joke. What do you give a dog with a fever? Mustard is the best thing for a hot dog. Maybe relish too.
Thanks, Eitan. That was hilarious. Now it's up to you, listeners. Make sure you vote and send your favorite to the finals. We've almost reached the end of our podcast. But wait, we still need to find out which Canadian bird from our list was the fake. Let's hear them all again. Spot the fake.
It's a fake. You're a fake.
I'm a fake.
Spot the fake.
The double-crested cormorant. The jur falcon. The thimble-beaked fly flapper. The fox sparrow. The short-billed dewitcher. Ready to guess? And today's fake was the thimble-beaked fly flapper. Wow, that means all those other choices were actual real bird species. Hilarious. Earth Rangers! Well, Earth Rangers, I hope the listeners from around the world learned a bit about some of the amazing animals we have here in Canada. And to my fellow Canucks, have a happy Canada Day. I'm actually going to stay up here at the cottage for a while and take things easy. So there won't be a full episode next time, but I'll definitely check in quickly to say hi. I hope you'll have a chance to get outside and explore nature this summer. So enjoy the sunshine and keep on ranging!
Earth Rangers!
Hey parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or anytime. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who's Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.